And voters are much more worried about inflation. They're worried about schools being open. They're worried about COVID. They're worried about Afghanistan. They're worried about the U.S. standing in the world. And those are issues that, that Joe Biden doesn't really have a good story on, which is why Democrats are so desperate to keep January 6th in the news.
Who do you estimate was there on January 6th? I mean, I see the Trump people, the Trump rally people looked totally different. They didn't have helmets on and, you know, flak jackets and things like that. It seemed like there were at least two different crowds that were there. And some of the people were good, God-fearing people that normally go to MAGA rallies. Am I right?
Well, look, when you've got, I don't know, I remember how many people were there, you know, hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of people. You can't paint everyone with a broad brush. And even of all the people who were there, only a small fraction went into the Capitol. And so, you know, but this is what the media does, is they try and paint all Trump supporters with the broad brush based on these few people. You know, and as we just talked about, the people who were actually at Trump's speech didn't have time to walk from where Trump was at the end of his speech to the Capitol before the rioting started. So, you know, I certainly believe in judging people based on their individual actions. And, you know, just because a supporter of Bernie Sanders shoots up a congressional baseball practice does not mean that Bernie Sanders shot up a congressional baseball practice. Just because, you know, a guy who apparently may have been upset about the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict drove and attacked a bunch of people in Wisconsin doesn't mean that other people who are upset about the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict are responsible for doing that. And so, you know, it's very important to judge people based on their individual actions. But, you know, for political purposes, it's obviously much more handy to try and lump your political opponents in with the worst people associated on those sides.
Okay, brand new year, 2022, and that means that Congress will be coming back into session. Democrats today are saying that they want reconciliation at the very least, they want to pass a voting rights bill that would essentially federalize our elections. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for America?
Well, I think it's a terrible idea. I mean, I think this idea that we need a federal solution for everything is wrong in general, but you know, voting in specifically. I mean, we just had record turnout. Democrats just won two Senate seats in Georgia, and this idea that, oh, there's voter suppression. Where? I mean, where are the suppressed voters? Please show me someone who, you know, who should have been able to vote and wasn't able to vote. And so, you know, again, this is an example of, you know, politically, where what you want to do is you want to cast your opponents in the worst light. And so Democrats, including Joe Biden, you know, are trying to say that opposing this bill or election reforms like in Georgia is equivalent to you know, Jim Crow era laws. It's absurd.
Coming up, Victor Jakes looks into the crystal ball as to what to expect in the year 2022. That's the year we're in right now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 12:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, there is a crash on State Route 160. It's actually blocking both directions at Crazy Horse Street. That's in Pahrump, and traffic is being diverted. So do expect some delays if you're there in Pahrump over the hump and trying to squeeze through State Route 160 at Crazy Horse. Traffic is light on Interstate 15 right now through the resort corridor. Looks like you're averaging about 60 miles per hour through there. And do expect those moderate flows to get a little heavier as the day goes on downtown. Only two lanes available on Interstate 515. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
The Raiders defeat the Indianapolis Colts 23-20 Sunday, moving to 9-7 and keeping them alive in the AFC wild card race. Daniel Carlson hitting a 33-yard field goal as time expired to secure the road victory. Derek Carr threw for 255 yards with a touchdown, two interceptions. Josh Jacobs with a touchdown run, finishing with 63 yards on the ground. Zay Jones with 120 yards receiving with a touchdown as well. Las Vegas controlling their own fate. A win this weekend against the Chargers, they will make the playoffs. The Golden Knights lose to the Winnipeg Jets on Sunday by a score of 5-4 in overtime. Matthias Janmark tying the game with 9 seconds remaining, but Kyle Connor winning it for the Jets in OT.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is the feeling you get when you have a dedicated Fidelity Wealth Planner looking at your full financial picture. Someone working with you on a flexible, comprehensive wealth plan based on your goals, helping you balance risk and reward. It's being able to enjoy today because you have a plan for the future. This is the planning effect from Fidelity. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now. Weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
With a new year comes new challenges from the left. Chuck Schumer wants to put on the floor of the United States Senate a bill that would federalize our elections. A recent NRSC poll of suburban voters, an all-important voting bloc in 2022, found that disapproval for spending $3.5 trillion on a socialist wish list was at 62%. And meanwhile, Senator Raphael Warnock is continuing the fight to federalize elections, and there's a new poll out there, recent NRSC polling. 77% of voters believe in requiring voter ID. This new legislation that the Dems have up their sleeve would eliminate voter ID entirely in our country. Victor Jake's joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And Victor, let me just ask you this: this whole idea of ending any kind of voter ID, that cannot be good for our democracy.
Well, I think it would be a terrible policy. I mean, I think the idea that you prove who you are before you cast a vote is pretty basic. It's so funny is these leftist cities and states that claim voter ID is somehow racist or a voter suppression measure. Well, guess what they're requiring when they issue their vaccine passports and have people show ID, show their passport before they enter a restaurant. I mean, those things all require photo ID. I mean, you go to A Democrat National Committee meeting, a big union meeting. Guess what they require? Photo ID. I mean, and those poll numbers you cited show it. I mean, this is just common sense. People understand that, that voters should have to show who they are before they cast a ballot, and they understand that people are capable of getting ID in this country in 2022. And that's why I think those polling numbers are so high in support of voter ID.
I'm just curious. Do you buy into those polls? I mean, do you think the polls are accurate? And I know polls are snapshots. Blah 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 blah. I get that part, but do you honestly believe that that's the way the American people feel?
Yeah, I think there's broad support for voter ID. I mean, I think if you want to dig deeper into the issue, you'd say, well, how many people is this a real passionate issue? I mean, this is one of the things that gun control advocates run into is. You could say that 90% of the people support background checks, but when you go to pass a background check initiative and you have to deal with things like, well, what happens if my neighbor wants to borrow my gun to go shooting? There tends to be a lot more nuance in these issues. And obviously, if there was a big campaign and it got tied into something broader, as like Democrats saying this is the return of Jim Crow, I don't think you'd see an election where it was 77%, but I do think there is broad support for it. And it's intuitive support, basically. People think, well, yeah, I have to show ID to buy alcohol. I can show ID to vote.
So look in the crystal ball. Tell me where we're going to be a year from now. Will we have a red wave? Will we have an election that tilts the scales in favor of Republicans?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's early and there's a lot of things that could happen, but I think the question is, how big is the red wave going to be? I mean, it seems almost a certainty that Republicans will regain the House. I think they're in good position to regain the Senate. I think the interesting question is going to be, how successful are Republicans here in Nevada? If Democrats sweep Nevada like they've done for the past couple of cycles, then I think you can basically kiss Nevada goodbye as a swing state. If you can't swing 2 or 3 points after Virginia swings 10 points, you're a reliably blue state. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think you're going to see very competitive races for U.S. Senate, for the governor. I think actually even all of the U.S. House races are going to be very competitive. Democrats probably still maintain their majority in the legislature, given the way they drew the line. But I would not be surprised if all six statewide offices go to Republicans. I definitely wouldn't be surprised if Waxalt's the next senator from Nevada, and even if Republicans have 3 of the 4 congressional seats.
Let me just ask you, do you think this red wave, will it be strong enough to squash the so-called progressive movement? I don't know if it's a movement yet, because they'll have to get people elected in order to do that. But do you get a sense that we may have an opportunity to squash this AOC movement?
Well, I think it's going to depend on where you are. I mean, I think if you're in New York, if you're in California, I don't think there's much stopping it. But I think around the country and nationally, I think you're going to see Democrats really grapple with. Even if we agree with this, how much of it can we do politically? And you're already starting to see that. I mean, there's been many, many articles coming out about how and why Hispanic voters went for Trump much more so in 2020 than they did in 2016. And basically the conclusion is that, Hispanic voters aren't into all of this woke stuff. They aren't into defunding the police. They aren't into an immigration system that's out of control. They aren't into high inflation. And you can't win their votes by focusing on pronouns or, pushing cancel culture. That's not what they're interested in. They're interested in the American dream. And I think you're seeing a big shift, of Hispanic voters away from the Democrat Party to the Republican Party. And the thing is Republicans don't need to win a majority of Hispanic voters to have a big impact. I mean, if they win 40-45% of Hispanic voters, I mean, you're going to see the Democrat Party nationally set back a decade.
Wow. Victor, always good, man. Happy New Year to you and your family, and thanks so much for joining us today. We'll talk to you again next week.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Kevin. Happy New Year.
There you go. Victor Jakes, good guy and a veteran, and I love his stuff in the RJ 3 times a week. three times a week, he enlightens us. And he'll be writing again this week. He'll be back on the canvas, so to speak. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious, COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want, family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you.
But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the mountains of Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, and Utah.
The deserts of Arizona and Nevada. The Pacific coasts of Washington, Oregon, and California.
To the wilderness of Alaska and islands of Hawaii and Guam.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference.
Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines. All with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log. And we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table. And that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense 702-483-0000. 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. Well, it was a bragging rights battle, at least on this show. As you know, if you listen on a regular basis, just quit gloating over there. Gentleman Jim Dallas is a lifelong Cincinnati Bengal fan. I am, of course, a guy that grew up with the Chiefs, Len Dawson, Otis Taylor, the classic battles with the Raiders and the Broncos and all of that. And they played yesterday, and Chiefs came out on the short end of the stick. So go ahead. If you want to gloat, I'm going to give you the next 30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Hold on. 3, 2, 1, go.
Well, the Chiefs jumped out to a 28-14 lead. And every time the Bengals would answer a score of the Chiefs, then the Chiefs would score again. But that was the first half. The second half, a completely different football game, as the Chiefs only mustered a field goal in the entire second half of that football game. And the Bengals came back and won 34-31. And I tell you what, Kevin, it does feel good. It's been 6 years since they've made the playoffs. They've had some losing seasons. But what a difference a franchise quarterback really does make to an organization.
Burrow was just on fire. And yeah. Can I tell you something? The Chiefs' cornerbacks were just exposed.
Yeah.
I mean, really bad. I mean, really, really bad.
And the thing about Burrow, I mean, he's thrown for almost 1,000 yards in two weeks.
I know.
971 yards. So he had 446 and 4 touchdowns in this one. And what about Jamar Chase? I mean, he is the...
Jamar who?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Well, nobody had heard of this guy, and all of a sudden he's like...
Well, they were chasing
all world.
Him.
They all
were
world.
Chasing him all right, but they weren't successful at catching him. He had 266 yards on 11 receptions, and he had 3 touchdowns himself.
I like it where the Chiefs defensive coordinator said he's the next Tom Brady.
He did.
And he just might be.
He took the opposite tact. You're talking about Joe Burrow, of course. The week before that, Wink Martindale, which that name sounds familiar. Isn't
that a game show? Not the game show host.
A game show host from the 70s. But, no, the defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, he basically said, hey, we're not going to put a gold jacket, Hall of Fame jacket on Joe Burrow yet. And then Burrow goes out and throws for 525 yards and 4 touchdowns. So, it was just the opposite tact the defensive coordinator for your Chiefs made. And he says, hey, you know, he kind of looks like a young Tom Brady. And he still went out and threw for 446 and 4 touchdowns. So
the weird thing is, you know what's coming. You just can't stop it.
That's the fun part about it.
It's like what the Packers sweep used to be.
Yeah.
You knew it was coming back in the Lombardi era and beyond. You just couldn't stop it.
I think if you look at the top five quarterbacks in the league right now, Joe Burrow is certainly on that top five list. He may even be top three at this juncture behind Aaron Rodgers and, of course, the GOAT, Tom Brady. That's where I would put him right now.
You left out Mahomes.
Mahomes would be right there, too, and Josh Allen. That would be my top five.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, we got to get to Antonio Brown. This is the most bizarre. We knew the guy was kind of a whack job.
Yeah.
But now we're getting some of the why he did what he did. Explain, first of all, what he did.
Well, apparently he felt that he was injured. He couldn't go into the game to play. And the coaches on the sideline, not the head coach, but the position coaches, wide receiver, the offensive coordinator, they told him to get back out there, and he refused. So... basically, the head coach of the team, Bruce Arians, said, get out there, and he refused to do so. So he goes, well, then you're off the team. You're done. So he gets frustrated, throws off his equipment, his shoulder pads, his shirt, takes his under T-shirt off, and tosses it into the crowd. And then he walks through the end zone in the middle of the third quarter and he's
and leaves.
Then leaves, and he has no shirt on, and he heads to the locker room.
Oh my God!
He ended up, I guess, catching an Uber and didn't catch a flight back to Tampa with the team. No, he just left. So, but come on, let's look at the resume here. He was deactivated in week 17 of 2018, the last week of the season, for throwing a ball at a teammate. That ended up causing some friction there with the Steelers, and they ended up letting him go, trading him to the Raiders. Now, we all remember the short incident with the Raiders. He gets here, he gets into a cryogenics machine and gets frostbit on his feet. Then he had a controversy with his helmet, so he wouldn't play in preseason. And then after that, he said he wanted out of there and decided to post a private conversation with John Gruden on Instagram. So he was cut by the Raiders. He went to the New England Patriots, had some trouble there, sexual harassment. He was gone in like 10 days. Never played a down for the Patriots. So then he ends up with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he's been there for two seasons. But this is just kind of the icing on the cake of troubles for Antonio Brown. Is it does he have that syndrome, you know, where these players, they get hit in the head? And
yeah.
What do they call it? CT. Yeah, CT.
Yeah.
And maybe that is part of the problem. But he obviously has some mental issues that he's got to work through.
Is he done? Is he done?
I think he is.
And how old is he?
He's
ballpark.
He's 33, 34 years of age. So he's not old in terms of a human being, but in terms of a wide receiver in the NFL, there's a lot younger guys out there.
Wow. More to come as we continue. Thanks, gentlemen. Jim Dallas. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
Oh, it's doing great. I've been on it now for about three and a half years. I've lost 67 pounds, and I feel better than I did at age 40. The only thing I'm just getting older. That's the only thing it doesn't stop. Other than that, I feel good.
Listen, we're all getting older, but that doesn't mean you have to feel your age. Are you ready to turn back the clock? It's 2022, and there's never been a better time to start looking and feeling young again. Introducing Andro400.com. Andro400.com has proven solutions to melt belly fat, increase mood and memory, increase energy, and bring that spark back to your love life. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435 to see which product is right for you. Try the safe and natural way to start feeling and looking your best. And there's nothing to lose with an industry-leading 90-day money-back guarantee. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together.